Welcome to Find Them Friday. I'm your host, Columbia. In this weekly segment, we focus on a missing person or cold case. If you would like to be featured or would like to suggest a case to us, you can send us a tweet at PNWTrueCrime on Twitter, a message on Facebook at PNWTrueCrime, a DM on our Instagram at PNWTrueCrime, or an email at pnwtruecrime@gmail.com. Thank you for supporting our podcast and supporting these families. The hardest thing anyone will ever do is to look for a loved one, especially their child. Right now, that's what Misty Watterson is doing. She's living every parent's worst fear. Her beautiful daughter, Allison Watterson, has been missing since December 22, 2019. Allison was last seen shortly before noon by a homeowner just north of North Plains, Oregon. They reported seeing Allison with her boyfriend, Benjamin Garland. The next day, on December 23rd in the morning, a different homeowner in the area woke up to find Garland soaked to the bone, sleeping in the backseat of the homeowner's pickup truck. The homeowner stated that he took Garland home. At 5:30 that night, Garland's father, Don, reported Allison as missing, about 30 hours after she was last sighted. Garland's father says he believes Garland and Allison were hiking. Garland did not make the report himself because he had warrants out for his arrest and had stolen a truck earlier. After receiving the report, deputies began searching the area north of North Plains and find a truck they learn was stolen. A short time later, deputies find Garland in the same area. He is taken into custody on unrelated charges and warrants, in addition to charges connected with a stolen truck. On December 24th, the first day of the search for Allison begins. On December 25th, this is the second day of the search for Allison. December 26th, in the morning, the search area expands with nearly 100 people searching for Allison, including volunteer searchers. On December 26th, in the late afternoon, Washington County Sheriff's Office Search and Rescue Coordinator Tony Morris says searchers found interesting items and clues. He doesn't specify what the clues are. He says the search on Friday will be refocused on a concentrated area that has already been scoured. Only trained personnel will be a part of that search. On December 27th, in the morning, the search enters its fourth day with search and rescue teams from the Washington County Sheriff's Office, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, Clackamas County Sheriff's Office, and Columbia County Sheriff's Office helping. At noon on December 27th, there is a press conference held. Morris says he's not sure where the hiking theory came from, but investigators don't think it's likely Allison and Garland were hiking in the area. At the same press conference, Allison's mother, Misty, says Allison and Garland were visiting a friend on December 22nd. She says their car broke down, they went to get help, and somehow got separated. The sheriff's office later declines to confirm Misty's description of events. Investigators are still unsure as to what happened to Allison, and they are keeping an open mind. On December 28th, after an all-day effort with between 75 and 100 trained searchers, the sheriff's office called off the official search. Even though an active search had been called off, the investigation into her disappearance continues. Despite the search being called off, her mother, Misty, made a promise to Allison and a request to the community. She said, "Allison, I will never stop looking for you. I would like to ask everyone else to not stop looking either. She's a very special girl, and she deserves to be looked for." After the official search was called off, family and friends have continued to hold searches, even hiring a private investigator and holding fundraisers for their efforts. On Saturday, February 29th, a real estate agent showing a house found some personal effects that belonged to Allison Watterson along Pumpkin Ridge Road. The detective said he couldn't specify what exactly was found because of the ongoing investigation. Allison's mother says it's new information like this that gives her hope. That's what I'm living off of, is hope. She's out there somewhere, and she's still alive, and that she's just waiting for us to rescue her, said Misty Watterson. The Watterson family is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to Allison's location. It's just going to take that one tip, that one sighting that's going to bring her home to us, said Misty.
Allison is 20 years old. She is 5'7", 120 pounds. She has dark brown hair and blue eyes. She was last seen wearing a yellow hoodie, black jeans, and a red backpack. Allison has a tattoo of an eye with tears on her front left shoulder area and a tattoo of a fairy sitting on a spider web on her left forearm. Anyone with information on Allison's whereabouts should call 503-846-2700 or email tips@bringallisonhome.org. That's tips@bringallisonhome.org. Or call the Washington County Sheriff's Office non-emergency line at 503-629-0111.
To Allison's friends and family, we here at Pacific Northwest True Crime admire your courage and strength during this time, and we hope Allison comes home soon.